News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right here on the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama. That's right, and the biggest show in the ratings right now across North Alabama afternoons is this one, Right Side Radio, and we're glad of it and proud of it, and that's really all because of y'all, so thank you so much. Hey, by the way, if you find yourself getting sort of outside the range of our AM FM, ain't no problem. All you got to do is go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live, and I always say, no matter where you is, there we is, and that's why we get callers from out of state. That's why we have people that listen all over this state. I'm just telling you, we got a broad audience that goes way beyond just the usual AM/FM, and I'm so pleased, and thank you for that. Hey, I got a call on line one. I'll go ahead and grab it, Copper. Let's do Laura from Huntsville. Hey, Laura, Phil Williams from Right Side. How you doing today?
Hey, Phil, how are you doing?
I am well. I'm well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Number one, I just want to say thank you so much for your service.
Well, thank you.
Number two, I've been born and raised in Huntsville, Alabama. So I've been here, 50 years, I'll just say it.
But there you go.
I've seen this city change so much. I mean, it's so wonderful. And people don't realize what they're moving to, when they come into Alabama, even.
I totally agree.
But,
and I think sometimes you have to get outside and then look back on it to realize what you got.
Yes, and that's just you're such a fresh breath, of new air. It is so wonderful, because I just started listening to you. I mean, I listened to the other shows before and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's like, you're wonderful.
Well, I appreciate that,
no,
Laura,
I mean that. I mean that, and thank you for your service. And like I say, I've grown up here, and I just love this city, and I will not live anywhere else. I tell you.
I join you in it, and I tell you what, I think we have to celebrate where we are once in a while. So that was the whole purpose. And Laura, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate that. You sound like a true Huntsvillian. But thank you for your call, and we appreciate you being a part of the audience. That's a great call. What a great day. Well, hey, listen, I'm gonna go ahead and kick in with this first topic, right? So I just talked about why I love living here. Laura just called in and sort of reaffirmed that from her perspective too, and I'm pretty sure there's many of you who share that perspective. That being said, it's amazing if you look around at the level of migration that our country has experienced in the last 10 years. We've seen that just in our own census, like I said. I mean, they thought really that Alabama was literally, well, a lot of us did, we were going to lose a congressional seat because those are based on population, right? Every state gets two senators, but then all of the members of Congress are based upon population. Well, when you reach a certain threshold, you can either add or take away your representation in the state. And it was going to be, it was going to get ugly. Like, okay, who do we lose? Well, which district do we cut? How did we reapportion that? Guess what? We didn't. We didn't. In fact, Alabama grew. And in fact, the Huntsville metro area grew. If you look at it now, Huntsville's now the biggest city in the state. Birmingham's like, what just happened? Well, you know what? I've got an article right here that tells you exactly what just happened. So as I sit here in the studio with all my paper and preparations for the show, having a cup of Just Love coffee, which I actually am, I got an article here from Forbes. And this was dated earlier this year. It's titled, America's Mass Migration Intensifies as What They Call Leftugees Flee the Blue States and Counties for Red. All right, think about this. In the national perspective, California, New York, some of the other, Illinois, have been just losing, they've been hemorrhaging people. I'm going to tell you more about that as this segment progresses. But within even Alabama, think about it. Birmingham, arguably the most liberal of our metropolitan areas in the entire state. I defy anyone to tell me differently. I mean, we would be down there in Montgomery in the state Senate, and if a bill came up that was purely for Jefferson County or the city of Birmingham, the rest of us would roll our eyes and go, oh, Lord, now what? Because there's no telling. But literally, what this article is pointing out is that it's not just from state to state. Sometimes it's within the state that people are exiting the more liberal bastions of society and heading to more conservative venues. Huntsville grew, Birmingham shrunk. I say to you, aha. So anyway, he goes on and points out here in this article in Forbes, The growing American divide, not just between states, is county to county. When urban centers across the country were besieged by rampant crime, including riots and civil unrest last year, many residents took that as their cue to flee as the COVID-driven work-from-home phenomenon became the new normal. Meaning, if you don't have to live in the place where you don't like to be, why would you live there? Because now you can work from home. If it's not safe for your family to live in downtown Birmingham or downtown Portland or wherever the case may be, move to the suburbs, move to the other city down the road, move to another state where you can get paid the same because you're doing the same job and live better. I'm just saying. Hey, I got time for a quick call before we go to the break. Jeremy from Huntsville's on line four. Let me go ahead and grab that. Hey, Jeremy, Phil Williams from Right Side. I got about a minute and a half. How are you doing? Did we lose Jeremy? Hey, Jeremy, Phil Williams from Right Side, man. I got about a minute here. What you got?
That's okay. I heard you say the term refugees. I never heard that before. we call them locusts. They move from one place to another, tearing up where they're at, and then go to the next place.
Well, you know, luckily I know a few of them, and they were coming here for the right reasons. So I'm hoping there's not like some kind of mass migration of crop-eating locusts that are coming our way. But yeah, I guess you're seeing some folks that are moving from out of state too, huh?
Well, you just read about it in the news, you know, not too many people come here, but, you know, they're taking over my home state of Florida and, you know, moving to Texas and things like that. I just, you know, I never heard that term, so I thought that was pretty funny. I just want to comment and call them locusts.
Well, no, thank you for that. I appreciate that. All right, man. Thanks to Jeremy from Huntsville. And I will point out, by the way, that our own Copper came here for all the right reasons. Am I right, Copper? Am I right in saying that?
That's right.
That's right. All right, Phil Williams. And Copper, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Taking a quick break. We'll come back and talk about U-Haul migration. You're going to like this, U-Haul migration. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, I got to tell you about one of our longtime team members, Otter Creek Farms. So here's an interesting deal. I had somebody call me yesterday, want to know, can they want to come out to Otter Creek Farm. I said, I'd be glad to meet you out there. That's fine. And help show you around. So they want to see it because they've heard it on the radio. They've heard us describe it here on Right Side Radio, and they want to go and see this place as a possible spot to take employees for an employee rewards day kind of thing and maybe a corporate retreat. And I thought, man, that's just cool. So what I'm saying to you is Otter Creek Farm is definitely worth checking out. I mean, I talk about it all the time. I love going out there. If you want to do wing shooting like hunting pheasant and quail, yes, that's your spot. You can stay overnight there. They've got chefs that will cook for you in facilities that are amazing. This is a proper place, y'all. I'm just saying it's been featured in Garden and Gun magazine. We got people that fly in from out of state, out of the country, actually. Donald Trump Jr. came to hunt there not long ago. But it's a destination you can do so much more at. Even if all you just want is a place to sit by the pool and drink a glass of wine and watch the sun go down. It's that kind of spot. Check out their website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com is the website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. If you forget the name of the website, just go to my rightsideradio.org and click on the image of their Otter Creek logo, and it'll take you right to it. All right, folks, listen, I'm in this segment right now on U-Haul migration. I got an article here from the New York Post that did come out earlier this year. New York Post saying that in May of this year, that all of the restrictive lockdowns in the blue states have pushed a lot of people and their families to pack up and move. And literally, they're talking about the fact that a group of governors got together for an interview with Sean Hannity, a town hall type thing. And they were saying, they were discussing in this case, how red states and blue states responded to the pandemic. And Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, part of our listing area, South Tennessee, remarked that suddenly the differences between our states and those blue states are stark. And I agree. I mean, it's one thing I will say about COVID. I do not want to repeat this process ever, but one thing that COVID did was it pretty much shined a light on policymaking between blue and red. You notice that? Conservative and liberal became a far more stark contrast. Got a little clip here. Copper, you good to go on clip three? Can you highlight that when you're ready? You are ready. Copper's always ready. All right, so let's do this. Clip three, literally, what's kind of funny is I was planning this segment, and then I found out that Stuart Varney from Fox did an interview on it like yesterday. So I grabbed the audio clip. Copper, clip three.
Americans fled blue states in droves last year. You know that. Grady Trimble's in Chicago. Grady, you've got the report. My question is, will the mass exodus continue this year?
The experts think so, Stuart. It carried over from 2020 to 2021, so there's no reason to believe that won't happen again in 2022. If you look at this new survey from United Van Lines, they move a lot of people. They found that people are moving from areas with higher cost of living and high taxes. They're also moving for more space. So where are they moving to? They're moving to places like Vermont, topping the list, South Dakota, South Carolina, West Virginia, and number five on the list, but I believe, Stuart, number one in your heart, the Sunshine State. You'll notice those are mostly red states and mostly states with less restrictive COVID measures as well. One interesting point about this survey, as we show you the map of all the places people are leaving and going to, it found that in the Northeast and in Illinois, a lot of the people moving were retirement age, but it was a wider age range of people getting out of California because it has just gotten so expensive. The folks at United Van Lines say they think this will continue in the new year.
Many companies haven't solidified their permanent move forward plans when it comes to back to the office, hybrid, or work from anywhere. So we really expect the trends from 2021 to continue from a migration standpoint into 2022.
And U-Haul came out with a similar list, but they actually looked at the cities people are moving to. What they found, Stuart, is that 10 of the top 25 cities that people are moving into, you guessed it, they're in Florida.
I hear you, Grady. Thanks very much indeed.
All right, you can stop it there, Copper. So, yeah, Florida, just south of us. Listen, here's the deal. U-Haul migration. I called it this clip that for a reason. I know, Copper, I see that Vermont was on the list. Yes, I'm assuming that's because it's beautiful, but not because it's conservative. But anyway, here's the deal. JustTheNews.com pulled this article up, dated as of yesterday. Literally says, not enough U-Haul trucks for fleeing Californians in 2021 amid the ongoing blue to red flight. So here's the deal. U-Haul.com, I've got a separate one. I'll go ahead and just grab it too right now and have both in my hands at the same time. Here it is right here. This came off of U-Haul.com's website, believe it or not. They call it the U-Haul Growth Index. There really is a thing called U-Haul migration. What's happened is the U-Haul company realized that they had like, hey, we got a metric here. We got a thing. We can tell how many people rented one of our trucks or trailers to go one way out of state, and we can tell where that trailer went. Huh. And so they began compiling this in stats, and they compiled what they call their U-Haul Growth Index to measure what they refer to as U-Haul migration. So migration to southern states, it says here on their website, continues to be magnified by the lingering pandemic, and no state netted more U-Haul customers during last year than Texas. So Texas won, barely besting out Florida, all right? Tennessee ranked third, South Carolina fourth, Arizona fifth. The growth states were calculated, like I said, by measuring the one way of U-Haul trucks exiting one state and leaving or entering to another. It's compiled from over 2 million one-way U-Haul truck customer transactions. So yeah, the JustTheNews.com, the article that first triggered this whole segment that I'm doing right now, says that literally U-Haul migration showed that, California, here I come. So California ranked 50th in the nation. In other words, they're the last. They're the worst off. They had more people leave and fewer U-Haul trailers come in than any other state in the nation, followed closely by Illinois. Illinois is hemorrhaging people as well. You'll notice this is fairly accurate, apparently, because, yeah, they lost seats in Congress based upon the census. So isn't that funny? I mean, literally, you got a thing called U-Haul migration. You can measure it by trucks and trailers. That's crazy, but it's real. Now, why would that kind of thing be? I tell you what, let me just stop and take a phone call real quick. I see on line five, I got Moni from Huntsville. Hey, Moni, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. How you doing today?
Yes, sir. How's it going?
New Year. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. Does it say where those people are going that are leaving the red states as far as cities? Are they going to the cities? Or are they going to the rural areas?
You know, no, I take it back. I think most of them are going to some of the more major metropolitan areas. That last audio clip I had said 10 of the top 25 locations were actually cities in Florida.
Right. Now my question is, why don't the states put together a similar situation with the, you know, congressional,
representation?
Where they separate, each county gets one vote, you know, so that you can break up the cities like in Atlanta, controlling the entire state with their voting process.
Well, we kind of do, actually. I mean, that's what the state legislature is. The state legislature within, like I was in the state Senate, that's based on population. And population shifts. So when I first got elected, I had four counties in my district. And by the time I left, I had three. So it does shift a little bit.
But for all statewide elections, they don't have that. So if you broke it down to like Electoral College, like Electoral College does.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
The simplest day would be, you know, one county, one vote. So whatever that, so that way the cities don't control the majority of the state.
I got news. I don't know that it's as necessary in Alabama for something like that, but the people in New York, I had guys on my team overseas from upstate New York who just wished New York City would drop off the face of the earth because they couldn't ever see anything happen in their state because New York City dominated the politics. But
I agree.
Hey, Moni, thanks for the call, man. Good. Appreciate you. All right. Have a good day. Well, there's a lot of stuff happening out there. I mean, so what are some of the reasons why these people would be exiting the blue states? Well, some of it's just flat-out woke policies. I mean, like, for instance, this article from I pulled this down off of MyNorthwest.com, which is basically a periodical that's sort of like AL.com. It covers the northwestern states. This one is literally titled, Seattleites Complain That They Can't Find Woke Therapists for Their Segregated Healthcare. You see what I'm saying? This is a true-to-life article written by an actual columnist who also serves as the assistant managing editor for diversity, inclusion, and staff development for the Seattle Times. This is what people are fleeing. They're sick to death of things like, we need therapists to be more culturally competent because this lady says, I think she's a lady, I don't know what she is. It can be even more soul-crushing when you're trying to find mental health support that's culturally competent around things like race and sexual orientation and gender identity. So basically what I'm saying is, number one of the reasons why people are fleeing is because woke policies are dominating the lexicon out there, but however, they are not everybody in the state, and they no longer feel welcome. Like my friend I talked about in the monologue from California. She said one of the top reasons she came here, freedom. She was coming to free America, she said. Another article in the the Post-Millennial. Post-Millennial, dated yesterday. Washington State prioritizes minority patients for COVID treatments. That's the other thing. In a pandemic, when you've got shutdowns and mask mandates, you're not allowed to function. You got vaccine passports being required. And then on top of that, if there is a treatment, you're starting to see things like mandating that they go to, you know, certain demographics first. It doesn't work that way. If someone's sick or in need, you don't triage them based upon whether they're black, white, or Asian, or Latino, or anything else for that matter. You don't. Medical treatment is not supposed to be segregated like that. I thought we got away from all that. Isn't that what the civil rights movement was for? Well, yes. And people are fleeing that kind of thing because they're sick of it. And then the next thing I would say that definitely is an indicator, townhall.com, dated 2 days ago, has an article titled, A Year of Living Dangerously in American Cities. And it flat out says, here's the opening line, in today's urban America, if you're a thief, why wouldn't you smash a glass door or a glass display case and grab all the merchandise you could? Seriously, why wouldn't you? In the old days, it says you wouldn't because you'd be scared you'd get caught. Now they're not scared. In some of the more woke cities, crime has become rampant to the point that it's almost being acceptable or deemed acceptable and allowed. Reminding here that after the Freddie Gray incidents in 2015 that caused a lot of civil unrest, the then Baltimore mayor openly declared that the criminals who were looting and burning the city had to be given, quote, space to destroy because it was important. No, it wasn't important. And people are leaving Baltimore in droves. All right, we got to run to a short break. When we get back from this break, we will pick this back up and wrap up that segment. U-Haul migration. Wow. Hey, I see I got a caller holding on the line. Copper, you tell Kirby if he wants to hold on during the break, I'll grab you as soon as we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN Phil Williams Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Gonna go back to the phones. I saw that Kirby from Harvest hung on during the break. Hey Kirby, how you doing today, man?
Fine, Phil. You doing all right?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for asking. What you got today?
Well, what I've got is speaking of the topic you've been talking about, people migrating from blue states to other states, and in many cases red states. I just wanted to tell you what I heard Mark Levin say just last night about this topic. And he said with roughly two million illegals who have come into our country now because of what's happened on the southwest border, plus with the redistricting, you know, that as a result of the 2020 census, the Democrats may well have, in fact, he sees it as fairly likely they've already added six new seats in the House. So, in other words, and he also mentioned that liberals are the kind of people who will migrate not only because of the reasons you mentioned, although I don't doubt the reasons you mentioned. There are many of them who will migrate just for no other reason than to flip that red state over into a blue state. So, I don't want to kill optimism, but I also want to see things realistically. And I'll tell you what, as someone who believes in prayer, all of you people out there who pray, may I encourage you to pray for our nation. And before you pray, look at 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 17, and read all the way through the end of 2 Kings 19. And that is a real threat that occurred to a nation called Judah. And I'm just excited at the results when people called on the Lord.
Well, totally agree, Kirby. As always, thank you much, my brother. And I appreciate you, as always, being a part of our audience. You have a great day, man. Hey, I tell you what, I'll go ahead and pick up another call here. Line 3, Bill from Athens. Hey, Bill, how you doing today? Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. I don't know if you thought about this or not, but the thing I gathered from this conversation about people moving out of California is that, you know, if Jed Clampett struck oil in his backyard now, he wouldn't be moving to Beverly Hills.
He'd load up the truck and move to, somewhere in Florida, I guess.
Florida or Texas, that's right. We'd have no Beverly Hillbillies these days.
Wow, yeah, no kidding. That's a hoot. Yeah, Bill, I appreciate it, man. And you're probably right. And by the way, I'm hoping that most of the people around here know what the Beverly Copper. Have you ever watched the Beverly Hillbillies? Do you know what that is?
I've seen clips from it. Yeah,
you seen clips. Okay, it was a new show back when I used to watch it. But yes, it was Jed Clampett. He discovered oil on his ground in I think Kentucky. And decided since they were now millionaires, they were going to load up the truck and head to Beverly Hills. So they just became the Beverly Hillbillies at that point. But classic, part of Americana, classic. Hey, look, wrapping up this section here, folks, townhall.com reporting that the state of Illinois, title says, a blue state hemorrhaging residents. They dropped at least 122,000 people moved out of Illinois during the last 10-year period. It was the worst recorded population loss and what they called out-migration in Illinois history, except for the period of World War II. Yeah. And then on top of that, you just got this. Story on Fox Business dated yesterday. Blue state mass exodus accelerating as COVID uncertainty drags on. So as the COVID uncertainty drags on, like right now, the article that I just saw up on foxnews.com, which is just absolutely, you know, jackwagonish, the CDC has issued guidance that you can't even tell which way's up. And so, yeah, it's something else. Listen, we're heading to a break right now. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth will be on the phone with us as soon as we get back from the break. You're going to want to hear what he has to say about the upcoming legislative session. And by the way, are there going to be COVID restrictions in the statehouse? We will see. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back with our Lieutenant Governor.